Well, it's good to see all of you again.
Sí, no, es bueno verlos a todos otra vez.
I think the dog even came
Yo
back.
Pienso que el perro regresó también.
Somewhere.
Anda por ahí.
Hey, he's my most faithful attendee.
Es mi más fiel asistente.
All right, well, this section,
bien, sección,
I think all three of us have been
los tres
assigned what we call difficult passages.
Textos difíciles.
Because the book of 1 John,
porque, la carta de Primera de Juan,
like every New Testament letter,
toda la carta del Nuevo Testamento,
was written in a specific
fue escrita
context,
en un contexto muy específico,
to a specific group of people,
a un grupo muy específico,
that had a specific group of problems.
Que tenía,
right?
Problemas muy específicos.
I mean, we could find things with the church here in Guatemala.
Podemos encontrar cosas aquí en la iglesia de Guatemala.
That I would guess would be unique problems to the church in Guatemala.
Que me imagino que son muy únicos los problemas
and those
aquí
of us,
en Guatemala.
Those of us from the United States, I can
y
promise
los
que you.
Somos de los Estados Unidos, yo les prometo.
Could tell you unique things because of our culture.
Decirles cosas muy únicas
that we
de
face
nuestra cultura
that you
que
probably don't face.
Enfrentamos que ustedes no tienen que enfrentar.
And so,
entonces,
that's a very important thing to keep in
es
mind.
Algo que tenemos que mantener en mente.
Anytime you read
en cualquier momento
any text in scripture,
que uno lea un pasaje bíblico,
is to try to
uno
do your best to understand
todo lo posible de entender
and envision
y tratar de visualizar
who the author is writing to,
a quién escribe el autor,
and why he writes what he does,
y
what
por qué
issues he's trying to address,
lo que escribe, cuáles
what
son
problems
los asuntos,
they face,
cuáles son los problemas,
and that will help us to frame and understand
nos ayuda a formarnos una idea,
exactly what it is that he's trying to communicate.
Exactamente lo que él quiere comunicar.
So in 1 John, there's a great discussion, in fact, in several places.
Gran discusión en varios puntos.
In fact, in John's writings in general,
los escritos de Juan en general son así.
Of a character or an idea called
un carácter o de una idea
the Antichrist.
Llamada, o llamado el Anticristo.
And it's interesting because it seems like the more obscure,
entre más oscuro,
you have a reference in Scripture.
Es la referencia bíblica.
The more fanciful, imaginative
más
ideas.
Llena de fantasía e imaginación son las ideas.
People tend to apply to
que
that.
Que la gente entonces le adhiere a estas cosas.
And when it comes to this thing about the Antichrist.
Cuando se trata del Anticristo.
There has been a lot of misunderstanding.
And comunicado para malentender el punto.
Really even deception
verdaderamente podría ser que
about who or what
ha
this
ocurrido
is.
Mucho engaño en cuanto a ese tema.
Which is kind of on this subject a little bit hard to understand because you see this it actually explains exactly what the Antichrist is.
La verdad es que el texto explica exactamente quién es el Anticristo.
So how is it that people
entonces,
get so confused about it?
Entonces por eso cuesta saber por qué es que a la gente le cuesta saber.
In fact, Bob Turner and I were talking in the bus yesterday.
Bob Turner y yo estábamos hablando en el bus ayer.
He was given three difficult passages and I was given this one.
A él se le asignaron tres textos difíciles, a mí solo uno.
And I patted him on the back
yo
and
así
said,
le hice,
you'll do well with those.
Vas a hacer buen trabajo con ese.
Because I promise you his are more difficult
porque
than this one
prometo,
in regard to what the scriptures actually say.
Que los pasajes de él son más difíciles que este.
The only reason
la
this
única
subject
razón
is of such great confusion
que este tema es de gran confusión
is because
es
false teachers
por los falsos maestros
and imaginative people
y de las grandes imaginaciones
have chosen to impose upon
que
this terminology
en estos términos,
what they want it to mean
lo que quieren que signifique,
rather than what the scriptures
no
say that
lo
it
que
means.
El texto dice.
You see, when we talk about that idea of
cuando
unique problems that a church faces or that people face,
los problemas únicos de un pueblo o de una iglesia,
which addresses the context of the passage,
hablamos del contexto del pasaje.
Bob already explained to us this morning that the recipients of John's letters, they faced a great challenge, doctrinal challenge, from a false teaching called Gnosticism. And the Gnostics, they had... Just talk about fanciful ideas. They did what every false teacher from the dawn of time till the end of the world has done and will do and will continue to do. Is that they misinterpret the scriptures,
malinterpretan los pasajes bíblicos,
twist them,
los tuercen,
and put forth an interpretation that fits
una interpretación
what they want it to say,
que encaja lo que ellos quieren decir.
Rather than turning to the text and
no,
asking honestly,
honestamente mirando
humbly,
el texto para
what is
saber
God saying here?
Qué está diciendo Dios en el pasaje.
Now your two best assistants are going at it.
Now, I don't know if it's good when a preacher's
no sé
attendees
si es bueno,
start fighting with each other.
Predicadores empiezan a hacer eso como esos perritos que...
And then they leave.
Y después se van corriendo. Entonces, tratemos de ignorarlos.
Okay, the term antichrist.
El término anticristo
is used 5 times in 3 texts of scripture.
¿Están listos? Se usa 5 veces en 3 pasajes bíblicos.
And all of those references are in John's writings.
Y todas esas referencias son en los escritos de Juan.
Turn with me and we'll read each one of them together.
Ahora, vamos a leer cada pasaje juntos.
1 John chapter 2,
Juan, capítulo 2,
verses 18 and 19.
Versículos 18 y 19.
Little children, it is the last hour.
Hijitos, ya es el último tiempo.
And you have heard that the Antichrist is coming.
Y según vosotros oísteis que el Anticristo viene.
But even now, many
Así,
Antichrists
ahora, han surgido muchos
have
anticristos.
Come. By which we know
por esto,
that it is the last hour.
Que es el último tiempo.
They went out from us,
salieron de nosotros,
but were not of us.
Pero no eran de nosotros.
For if they had been of
Porque
us,
si
they would have continued with
nosotros,
us.
Habrían permanecido con nosotros.
But they went out
pero salieron,
that they might be made manifest
para que se manifestase
that none of them were
que
of
no
us.
Todos son de nosotros.
And then in chapter 2, verse 22,
en el capítulo 2, versículo 22,
it says, who is a liar but he who denies that Jesus
no
is the Christ?
El que niega que Jesús es el Cristo.
He is the Antichrist
este es Anticristo,
who denies the Father
el que niega
and the
al
Son.
Padre y al Hijo.
And then we have 1 John chapter 4,
Primera de Juan, capítulo 4,
verses 1 through 3.
Versículos 1 al 3.
Beloved, do not believe every spirit.
Amados, no creáis a todo espíritu.
But test the spirits,
sino probad los espíritus,
whether they are of God.
Si son de Dios.
Because many false prophets
Porque
have gone out into the world,
profetas han salido por el mundo,
and by this you know the Spirit of God.
El espíritu de Dios.
Every spirit
Todo
that confesses that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh
ha venido en carne,
is of God.
Es de Dios.
And every spirit that does not confess that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is not of God. And this is the spirit of the Antichrist,
es el espíritu del anticristo,
which you have heard was coming and is now already in the world. And the last reference is in 2 John verse 7. And John says, for many deceivers have gone out into the world,
porque muchos engañadores han salido por el mundo,
who do not confess Jesus
que no
Christ is coming in the flesh.
Que Jesucristo ha venido en carne.
This is the deceiver
¿Quién esto hace es el
and
engañador
the Antichrist.
Y el anticristo.
So the first thing we address
lo primero que mencionamos aquí
is wrong interpretations
es que hay
of the Antichrist.
Interpretaciones incorrectas de lo que es el anticristo.
And this
y esto
is an applicable study,
es un estudio aplicable
whether you're in Michigan,
esté
or Colorado,
uno en Michigan o Colorado
or Alabama,
o Alabama
or Guatemala,
o Guatemala
or Africa,
o África
because in the religious world,
porque en el
in the
mundo
denominational
religioso
world,
en el mundo denominacional
those known as dispensationalists
los que son conocidos como los dispensacionalistas
promote a false idea of the Antichrist.
Promueven una falsa idea del anticristo.
As a core part of their doctrine.
Y es algo muy fundamental para su doctrina.
And I have not asked Hai or Byron,
or any other brethren here,
if the denominational churches here
si
do
las iglesias
so,
denominacionales
because I don't have to ask.
Porque no les tengo que preguntar.
They do.
Si lo enseñan.
Because
dispensationalism
is found all over the religious world.
En todas partes del mundo religioso.
Sometimes this dispensational
veces,
attitude is called premillennialism, and really it's a form
se llama,
of premillennialism.
Se llama, escuchen bien, premillennialismo.
And it all has to do with how we interpret the book of Revelation.
Tiene que ver todo esto con la forma de interpretar okay. el libro de Apocalipsis.
And the thing that always has to be understood about Revelation
cuando hablamos de Apocalipsis,
is it's one of three books in the Bible
es uno de tres libros de la
that
Biblia
are written heavily in what we call apocalyptic
que usan
language.
Mucho lenguaje figurado.
Which is
lenguaje apocalíptico, le decimos.
It's figurative language.
Es lenguaje figurado.
And we understand figures. The Bible's full of
figures.
Figuras. I mean, if you were to count up the metaphors and
si
take them out of the scriptures,
cuenta las metáforas,
the book would be a whole lot thinner.
Las remueve de la Biblia, I mean, la Biblia se reduciría hasta así.
Think about all the metaphors.
Chiquito.
And a metaphor, you understand, is when I say something about someone.
Esto, cuando yo
if
digo
I were to say
ejemplo,
Juan, Juan is
es
a rock.
Es piedra. Juan es una piedra.
Okay, Ron's not really a rock.
Literalmente, no es una piedra.
So what am I trying to say?
¿Qué quiero comunicar al decir?
I'm trying to communicate
quiero
that
comunicar
he's strong
que es fuerte,
and he's solid.
Que es sólido.
That's why do you think Jesus said
por
you were Peter,
Jesus,
which meant little stone,
Pedro,
but now
Petros,
you were Simon, which meant little stone,
Simón,
but now thou shalt
pequeño,
be called Peter,
pero ahora
which
serás
means
Pedro,
the rock.
La roca.
You're going to be solid.
Vas a ser sólido.
See, so that's
entonces,
a metaphor.
Es una metáfora.
And you see it all
y
the way through. How about this idea?
Se ve en todas partes de la Biblia.
It talks about
esto,
how the church is the army of God.
¿Han oído cómo la iglesia se compara? O sea, dice que la iglesia es el ejército de Dios.
But nobody here is wearing a uniform.
Pero yo
well, that's
creo
not
que,
true. A few people are wearing uniforms.
Bueno, no es cierto. Sí, algunos tienen uniforme,
right,
pero no es uniforme del ejército.
I mean,
¿cuántos tienen uniforme del ejército? No andan armados.
And we didn't arrive here
si
in the
no
tank.
Llegamos en un tanque.
But we're the army of God.
Pero somos el ejército de
I mean,
Dios.
That's a metaphor,
es
right?
Una metáfora.
Everybody
todos
understands that.
Entendemos
I mean, all the way through.
Metáfora.
How about the idea that Jesus
y
is the Son of God?
La idea de que Jesús es el Hijo de Dios.
Now that is absolutely true.
Es cierto.
But it's still a metaphor.
Pero todavía es una metáfora.
Because
porque
Jesus, that's the way we understand
así
him.
Podemos entenderlo.
Even though he was,
aunque
it doesn't exactly match up with
coincide
my dad's
con,
name is Stan.
Bueno, mi papá se llama Stan.
I'm Kerry.
Yo soy Kerry.
My son is Seth.
Y mi hijo es Seth.
And I didn't exist
yo
before Stan existed. I existed after.
Stan. Yo
well, that doesn't apply to Jesus.
Pero
does
no
it?
Es así con Jesús, ¿verdad?
Because in the beginning was
porque
the Word.
Porque en el principio
the word,
era
God,
el verbo, y el verbo era con Dios,
God.
Y el verbo era Dios.
And your attitude should be the same as that of Christ Jesus.
Así es como uno debe tener la misma actitud.
Who being in very nature
siendo
God did not
forma,
consider equality
Dios
with God.
No consideró el ser igual a Dios algo a que aferrarse.
As something to be grasped.
Algo a que aferrarse.
But made himself nothing, taking
sino
on the very nature
él
of servant.
Se humilló y se hizo volvió siervo.
So, when
entonces,
God gives us this metaphor,
Dios nos da metáforas.
It helps us to
nos
wrap
ayuda
our minds around a concept that we can't understand otherwise.
Captar ciertos conceptos que de otra forma no podríamos.
And so it helps clarify, like
entonces,
when I see Jesus
ayuda,
being
ejemplo,
baptized,
cuando yo veo que Jesús es bautizado,
and I see the Father
veo que el Padre
in heaven look down and say,
cielo,
this is my beloved
dice,
Son,
este es mi hijo amado,
in whom I am well pleased.
Quien tengo complacencia.
I understand that
yo entiendo
because
eso,
I'm a father
porque
and
yo
I'm
soy
son
un padre y tengo un hijo
that I've been proud of.
Y yo soy, estoy orgulloso de él.
And I remember times my boy played
yo
sports.
Recuerdo a veces, yo recuerdo que a veces él jugaba deportes.
And when he would play football, different kind of football than
football,
me. Okay,
americano, es diferente
still
que
same basic
aquí
concept.
Ya, el mismo concepto, pero diferente
and
deporte.
When he would score,
cuando él
I would say, that's
gol,
my
decía,
son.
Mi hijo.
You know?
Sí.
And so when God says,
entonces,
that's my son,
hey,
and
mi hijo.
I am more pleased, I'm proud that's my
yo,
son.
Me siento
you see, that metaphor helps
es
me
yo
to really wrap my mind.
La metáfora.
To understand it, right?
¿Verdad? Así es como yo puedo comprender lo que Dios quiere decir.
Well, the book
ahora,
of Revelation
el libro de Apocalipsis
is a book
es un
of
libro
constant figures.
De figura tras figura.
That is not intended to be taken
no tienen
literally,
la intención de
but to be understood conceptually.
Sino que conceptualmente.
So the devil is called
entonces,
a dragon.
Diablo, por ejemplo, al diablo se le llama un dragón.
Now, I haven't ever seen a dragon.
Nunca he visto un dragón.
But I don't ever want to see a dragon.
Pero no quiero ver un dragón.
Because I would figure
porque
that I would be lunch for a dragon.
Me imagino que yo me volvería
a barbecue
almuerzo,
lunch,
el almuerzo
right? Fire,
churrasco de dragón.
So I don't
fuego,
see a dragon.
Churrasco.
So this whole imagery
entonces,
of
la
the devil's a dragon
del diablo como un dragón,
doesn't mean he's literally a dragon.
No significa que él es un dragón literalmente.
It means he's it's that
pero que
idea.
Tiene esa idea
of how terrifying,
de ser
how
terrible,
vicious, how consuming
consumidor.
He is, right? Everybody, do you understand that?
Lo que
yeah. And so, we see all these
entonces,
figures. The problem
figuras,
with premillennialists and dispensational premillennialists
especialmente el premillennialismo dispensacional,
they
es este.
Figures,
ellos hacen de las figuras
and they try to make them very,
y las
very
vuelven
evil.
Muy literal.
But then they take them literal, but they can't be literal,
pero
so then
no
they make them into something
literal,
else.
Entonces las convierten
literal.
En otras cosas.
I'll give you an example.
Te voy a dar un ejemplo.
And this was really weird for me because I moved
mí fue
to Michigan,
muy raro porque fui a Michigan.
And all my life I had seen
vida,
on television
había visto
in the States,
en los Estados
late
Unidos.
Night, you know, you'd be flipping through
ya,
the channels.
En
and there was this
tarde,
preacher named Jack Van Impey.
Había un predicador que se llamaba
okay.
Jack, what's his name?
Jack Van Impey.
Nunca hemos oído Jack Van Empey,
¿verdad?
Okay. No,
no. And he's a dispensationalist.
Predicador dispensacional en la tele que predicaba esta doctrina.
And I would sometimes stop on his
yo a veces pasaba
program
y escuchaba su programa.
Because he would say the absolute
porque
craziest things I've ever heard in my life.
Más grandes locuras.
And it was always from Revelation and
siempre
Daniel and Ezekiel, the three
Daniel,
books
Ezequiel,
that are written in that figurative language. One time I tuned in
una
and he was explaining
the
locusts in the book of Revelation. Now, when you understand the idea of locust, it gives you an image, right?
Una langosta?
I mean, locusts eat everything.
Ellos,
if you're growing plants,
todo.
They're going to eat them, right? So that's
uno
the idea.
Plantas,
no.
Todo se come.
Van Impey said that
Van
the locusts
dijo,
were really
helicopters.
And not just any kind
no
of helicopter.
Tipo de helicopter.
They are Apache
helicopter. Apache. Una marca.
I don't even know what an Apache helicopter is. But that's the kind of thing. And he said that, you know,
después,
these other things are tanks. And this is and this represents
tanks,
this country. And this is Russia.
País,
this is
Rusia,
all this
Israel,
stuff. And I'm like,
todo.
Where does he come up with this? And then he said, because God told me.
Porque Dios me dijo.
Here's the thing.
Ahora,
God has told us
Dios sí nos ha dicho varias cosas.
But it doesn't come from
pero
Van
no
Impey or
de ningún otro hombre.
It comes from the letter that
viene
God wrote.
De la carta que Dios nos dejó escrita.
In the pages of the Bible.
En las páginas de la Biblia.
And so,
entonces,
Van Impey and
Van
Impey other dispensationalists like
dispensacionales como él.
Always want to look
siempre
for a
quieren
figure.
Buscar una figura.
One that they would call the Antichrist.
La figura del anticristo.
And they'll try to capture or they'll try to take control of this word in 1 John.
Agarrarse de la palabra primera de Juan.
And apply it to a fictional character that was created.
A algún personaje
who represents all that is evil, all that is wrong, and who leads the world against the people of God. So what they describe this Antichrist as being is this charismatic, powerful, most always they say he's Jewish of racial descent. And he becomes a worldwide dictator.
Y se va a volver un dictador mundial.
In a very popular book from the dispensationalist perspective, it asserts that the Antichrist will come to power just prior to the return of Jesus Christ. I mean, just prior.
Momentos antes de la venida de Jesús.
Which he asserts would come in that generation. Which he asserts in the book would happen during his lifetime, during that generation.
Que esta venida va a pasar en la vida de él.
The problem with that prophecy is
Pero
that book was written in 1970.
Este libro fue escrito en 1970.
Well, let's see. That's
Vamos
bad.
A ver.
I was born in 71, and I'm 47 years old. So that doesn't, you know, that's more than one generation, isn't it? That's 48 years ago, 49 years ago. So clearly, I mean, he even proved his own assertion wrong.
Se comprobó falso.
So what happens is they write another book.
¿Y qué hacen? Escriben otro libro
and say, no, we missed it. And now it's
Ahora
this time because of this event and this
esto
event.
O el otro.
But here's the thing.
Pero por favor,
if a prophecy of a
si
prophet is wrong,
de un
then he
está
isn't
entonces,
a prophet.
Él no es un profeta verdadero.
And so when you envision what they come up with,
Cuando
they argue that certain biblical signs
lo que ellos explican, ellos argumentan que
reflect
ciertos,
the notion that the Lord's return is imminent and contend that this generation They argue that this
ellos
certain biblical signs
argumentan que ciertas señales
reflect the notion that the Lord's return
la idea que la, el regreso del Señor
is imminent.
Es inminente, es and, decir, que está por llegar en cualquier
and they
momento.
Contend that the generation
ellos
contemporary
dicen que la generación actual
with the establishment of the state of Israel,
Ahora con el establecimiento del
which,
Estado
by the way,
Israel,
happened in 1948. So that's the World War II generation.
Estamos hablando
I,
de
I don't
la
know about here in Guatemala.
La Segunda Guerra Mundial.
In the United States, we call that the greatest generation that went and fought in World
Nosotros
War II.
Nosotros llamamos a la generación, no sé cómo la llaman ustedes, pero en los Estados, la generación de la Segunda Guerra Mundial, a ella la llamamos la mayor o la mejor generación.
And you can't hardly find any of them
ya casi no hay ninguno vivo de
I mean, they're
generación.
They're in their 90s and they're dying
Están
off day by day by day.
90, mayores, y cada
so
día
we,
se muere.
Here again, the prophecy that they've made, I mean, not just one or two
Pero
or dozens, but hundreds and
esto.
Hundreds, thousands have made connected
y
to the state of Israel,
de profecías relacionadas con el Estado de Israel
is being proven wrong day
y
by day.
Todas son falsas.
This view finds absolutely no support
Esta
in the Bible.
No tiene ningún apoyo en la Biblia.
And even Jesus himself refutes
Jesús
it because you remember
refuta esto.
As Jesus preached, he said
Recordemos
that
que Jesús
even he didn't know the date of
él
his
mismo
return.
Que él mismo no sabía
even he didn't know it.
El día de su regreso.
And so
Entonces,
this idea of one person being the Antichrist,
una persona siendo el anticristo,
and that he's going to usher in the idea of a rapture,
y este va a traer una, rapture.
So,
No, el arrebatamiento. Gracias.
And what they mean by that
el
is that before Christ. They have an idea that he's going to set up a 1,000-year reign in Jerusalem
este
on this earth.
Cristo va a venir y después va a venir arrebatamiento. Va a establecer un reino de 1,000 años.
So their idea is that a few years before that happens,
antes que Cristo venga a establecer su reino de 1,000 años,
every Christian's just going to be taken up to heaven
van a ser
and just leave the world with people here.
Van a ser arrebatados.
That's what they teach.
El rapto.
And that the Antichrist will be involved in all of those events.
Va a estar involucrado en todos estos eventos.
But it becomes a real problem
Pero
because
se vuelve un problema
the Antichrist in
el
Scripture and in these passages
en la
we've read
Biblia, lo que hemos leído,
is not a person.
No es solamente una persona.
It's not one individual at all.
El problema es que no es un individuo específico.
Now, what I find interesting about this
is, lo que me parece interesante es
even though this is completely false doctrine,
aunque
if we're not
es una
careful,
doctrina falsa, si no tenemos cuidado,
it can even seep into our thinking.
Nos puede afectar a nosotros.
One of the songs that I know they know very well
es un himno en inglés,
in English
que conocemos muy bien.
Is, we so sing Troublesome Times Are Here. I mean, sí.
Los tiempos difíciles vienen. Es un,
do they have that the version
himno,
of that?
Yes, but it has a different meaning.
It's
es un, es un himno, un himno en inglés que tiene el mensaje premilenialista.
And it's chocked full of this idea that when you can see the signs, and that's what's going to tell you that it's coming.
Y eso va a decir que ya viene Jesús,
you know, we're nearing the end at last.
And llegando al final y todas estas cosas.
Sometimes brethren sing the song and don't
algunos
even really realize what they're singing.
Cantan este himno y no se dan cuenta que están cantando estas falsas ideas.
But I can tell you that
pero
if someone assures you they know when Jesus is coming
que
back,
si alguien dice que ellos saben cuándo viene Jesús,
He isn't coming back on that day.
Jesús no va a venir ese día.
Because no one knows
porque
the hour.
Nadie sabe la hora.
Not even Jesus.
Ni Jesús.
So what is the Antichrist?
Ahora,
that's the question we ask.
Regresemos a la pregunta.
Who is the Antichrist?
¿Quién es el Anticristo?
Well, as we mentioned, there's no one specific person denominated as the Antichrist in the New Testament.
Única que se llama el Anticristo en el Nuevo Testamento.
But rather, John declares
Juan
that there are many antichrists that have come.
Que han surgido.
We go back to verse 18 of 1 John 2.
De Juan 2:18.
He says, little children, it is the last hour.
Ya es el último tiempo.
And you've heard the Antichrist
según
is coming.
Vosotros oísteis que el
but
Anticristo
even now,
viene.
Many
así
antichrists
ahora
have
han
come.
Surgido muchos anticristos.
Okay, so dispensationalists
entonces,
make it a him.
Los dispensacionalistas hacen de este texto una persona singular.
Rather than a they.
No en plural. Aquí está plural.
The Bible does not suggest that a mysterious antichrist,
no
some mysterious person,
que una persona misteriosa,
in some, you know, very sinister personage,
alguna persona sinistra
is going to appear in the late 20th century or the early 21st century, but rather that there were many antichrists
que ya existían muchos anticristos
in the first century.
Desde el primer siglo.
Because remember, we also read,
que recordemos que ya
he said, even now there have arisen many antichrists.
Han surgido muchos anticristos.
So, a careful analysis
entonces,
of John's references to Antichrist
un análisis cuidadosa de la anticristo
tells us that the term is a general designation
término,
used to suggest a spirit of unbelief that is a possible designation for anyone who chooses to be against or opposed to
de alguien que se opone a Cristo. Esto es lo que significa.
So the last part of this we investigate
entonces,
is the question,
pregunta,
so is there an Antichrist today?
¿Un anticristo hoy día?
Well,
bueno,
not the way they say.
No la forma en que la presentan.
But indeed, according to
pero
that biblical definition,
como la Biblia presenta el anticristo,
I know an antichrist.
Sí, yo conozco a uno.
I know many antichrists.
Yo conozco a muchos.
You probably do too.
Ustedes probablemente conocen también a varios.
Because 1 John 2:18
porque primera de Juan 2,
and 2:22,
y 2:22,
and then we look at 4:2-3. Which we'll read again.
Que vamos a leer en un momento otra vez.
But this you know, the
dice,
Spirit of God,
en esto conoce el
every
Espíritu
spirit
de
that
Dios,
confesses that Jesus Christ
que confiesa que
has not come in the flesh,
en carne,
excuse me, has come in the flesh is of God,
es de Dios,
and every spirit that does not confess
no
that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is not of God,
no es de Dios,
and it, this is the spirit of the Antichrist.
Y este es el Espíritu del Anticristo.
So anyone who says Jesus Christ didn't come in the flesh,
cualquier persona que diga hoy Jesús no vino en la carne,
is the Antichrist.
Es un anticristo.
So I've known some antichrists.
Yo he conocido a anticristos.
When I was in school,
cuando estaba estudiando,
at Arkansas State University,
en la Universidad del Estado de Arkansas,
I had professors who were openly atheists.
Yo tenía profesores,
and some who
catedráticos
said, Jesus
que abiertamente
Christ is fictional.
Eran ateos,
he didn't
y
exist.
Afirmaban que Jesús era un mito.
In other words,
nunca existió.
He didn't come in the flesh.
En otras palabras, no vino en la carne.
Now I did not call
Ahora,
him Professor Antichrist.
No le llamé Profesor Anticristo.
But that would have been an appropriate
pero
designation.
Hubiera sido apropiado considerarlo de esa
because
forma.
He fit the description of one who denies
se encajó a la descripción de alguien que niega
that Jesus came in the flesh.
Jesucristo vino en la carne.
Furthermore,
además,
it says that those who deny Jesus is the Christ.
Niegan que Jesús es el Cristo.
It says in verse 22 of 1 John 2 that we read, who is a liar but he who denies that Jesus is the Christ?
¿Quién es el mentiroso sino el que niega que Jesús es el Cristo?
He is the Antichrist.
Este es Anticristo.
So a person doesn't just have to deny that Jesus came in the flesh.
No
they can say he came in the flesh.
Negar que él vino en la carne. Puede admitir que él vino en la carne.
But he wasn't the Messiah.
Pero no fue el Mesías.
And John says that's the spirit of the Antichrist.
Juan dice, ese es el espíritu del Anticristo.
I've known even more of those.
Yo conozco hasta más de estas personas.
I live in
Michigan,
where we have in Dearborn, Michigan, a large concentration of Islamic people.
Una concentración muy grande de la gente de Islam.
And if you talk with them about
musulmanes,
who Jesus is, they'll say,
he
was a good man, he was a prophet.
Sí, fue un hombre bueno, fue un profeta.
But he wasn't the Messiah.
No fue el Mesías.
That's called being
eso es ser el Anticristo.
So when we look at these texts,
entonces,
he describes for us
textos,
a number of things that would include
cosas,
atheists,
que incluiría a los ateos,
Muslims,
a los musulmanes,
Hindus,
a los hindus,
Buddhists,
a los budistas,
Mormons, and
a los
even, some
mormones,
even very liberal quote, Christians.
Hasta varios cristianos liberales.
The doctrine of the Antichrist is simply
es sencillamente esto.
The most egregious form of false doctrine.
Es una forma
it's extreme false doctrine because it doesn't just corrupt the words of Jesus.
¿Por qué?
It denies
porque no solamente corrompe las palabras de Jesús, sino que niega la persona de Jesús.
Couple of examples in scripture.
Par de ejemplos en las escrituras.
2 Corinthians 11, 12 through 15.
11 del 12 al 15.
The second. But what I do, I also continue to do that I may cut off the opportunity from those who desire an opportunity to be regarded just as we were in the things of which they boast.
Mas lo que hago lo haré aún para quitar la ocasión a aquellos que la desean a fin de que en aquello en que se glorían sean hallados semejantes a nosotros.
For such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into apostles of Christ.
Porque estos son falsos apóstoles, obreros fraudulentos, que se disfrazan como apóstoles de Cristo.
And no wonder, for Satan himself transforms himself into an angel of light.
Y no es maravilla, porque el mismo Satanás se disfraza como ángel de luz.
Therefore, it is no great thing if his ministers also transform themselves into ministers of righteousness, whose end will be according to their works.
Así que no es extraño si también sus ministros se disfrazan como ministros de justicia, cuyo fin será conforme a sus obras.
Now that text doesn't use the term Antichrist.
El texto no usa el término anticristo.
But it's describing the same thing.
Pero describe exactamente lo mismo.
Those who stand opposed
los que se oponen
to the identity
a la identidad
of Jesus.
De Jesús.
Hebrews 6, 4 through 6.
Hebreos 6, del 4 al 6. Hebrews 6,
4 through 6.
Hebreos 6, del 4 al 6.
For it is impossible for those who were once enlightened
and have que los que una vez fueron iluminados
tasted the heavenly gift and have become partakers of the Holy Spirit
y fueron hechos partícipes del Espíritu Santo
and have tasted the good word of God and the powers
y
of the age to come
gustaron de la buena palabra de Dios y los poderes del siglo venidero
if they fall away to renew themselves again to repentance
y recayeron sean otra vez renovados para arrepentimiento
since they crucify for them again to themselves the Son of God
crucificando de
nuevo para sí mismos al Hijo de Dios,
and put him to an open shame.
Y exponiéndole a vituperio.
It doesn't use the word antichrist
no
there either.
No usa otra vez la palabra anticristo.
But here are folks who are putting
Pero
themselves up in opposition
que se están
to the identity of Jesus.
A la identidad de Jesús.
So as we wrap this
Entonces,
up,
al concluir esta idea,
it's really not very hard to understand John
no es muy
in regard to the Antichrist.
Cuando hablamos de Juan y el Anticristo,
he just lays it out.
Él lo habla claramente.
The Antichrist is not a person.
El Anticristo no es una persona única.
It's a category of people.
Es una categoría de personas.
It is those who set
Aquellos
themselves
que se oponen
to the personage
a
of
la
Jesus
persona
Christ.
De Cristo Jesús.
Thank you.
Gracias.
I tried to go a little slow.